And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, our Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart.
The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
The King has been born. His name is Jesus. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given.
And the government will be on his shoulders.
He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
He is God's gift, God's greatest gift. His coming changed the whole world. His coming changed me. Christmas lights are everywhere. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12.
The shiny tinsel on the tree is beautiful. Hebrews 1:3 says, "The Son of the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being.
Christmas gifts can be special, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Carols and songs are ringing in the air, so let our praises ring out loud and strong.
We will never fully understand the gift of love and sacrifice that Jesus gave for us, but we accept it and make room for it in our hearts.
We believe today the Word became flesh and made His dwellings among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one Son and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth.
We have to share this good news. We have to share the story of God's gift in Jesus and His love.
Come on, everyone. Let's all be a part of the sweetest story.
Thank you.